Ασίνα μόλα, 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 τα ενταλάντα ζήσε αγίτη Ασίνε. Ρουμίνια, 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 Φαργινίγου, βόλτα η χάρτη και κλείσα στην κυκέντα του κρίγου. Τα μάμα λίγελε, τα παστρώμαλε, τα καρνάτσαλε, την αγλέμιζαλε.
Hello again, I'm your host Adrian Iosifescu and this is episode 12 of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast. Today we will discuss Romanian Jews' contributions to the Romanian culture. A significant Jewish cultural life developed in Romania, growing significantly in the 18th century with the arrival of learned rabbis, many of them Hasids, from Galicia. The first Hebrew secular literature in the Romanian principalities was an extension of the Galician Haskalah at the beginning of the second half of the 19th century. Haskalah, from the Hebrew word sechel for intellect, an attitude of attraction to general knowledge, secular learning, and Western culture. Haskalah called upon the Jews to adopt local dress, to be patriotic, and to strive for their rights. The epitaph on the Jewish cemetery in Iasi give evidence of a series of scholars, rabbis and dayanim, or rabbinical judges, who came to Moldova, mostly from Poland. Even the rabbis, who were native Romanians, had to go to the Iasi Both, which were the Orthodox Jewish rabbinical seminaries in Poland, and were lost among the mass of rabbis there. Many of them left their positions to go to other countries or to end their days in Palestine. Among the rabbis in Moldova, two should be mentioned as remarkable. Jacob Ibn Arvani of Iasi, described as a physician and a profound Kabbalist by no other than Joseph del Mendigo, a student of Galileo, who was the first Jewish Copernican rabbi and who visited Iasi. The second one was Nathan Nata Hanover, rabbi of Foxani and then Iasi, author of Joal Mezula, an excellent document of the sufferings of the Jews during the Cossack insurrections. A second generation was marked by the rise of mostly Romanian-born intellectuals, writing in Hebrew, Yiddish, German, and Romanian. The Yiddish was especially used in Moldovan towns and was reinforced by waves of immigrants and their close relations with Galicia and Russia. Jewish authors writing in Hebrew who were natives of Romania or lived there from early youth do not appear until the second quarter of the 19th century. These were poets and prose writers. Some of them displayed a fair amount of originality and handled the Hebrew language with ease and elegance. We should mention Lel Kahani, who also established the first Jewish school in Botoşan, Mendel Pinelas, also known under the pen name of Shalosh, the poet Moses von Waldberg, a baron, who modernized the Jewish education in Iasi, and Benjamin Schwarzfeld, a poet who came from Stanislav in Ukraine. A word now about the Schwarzfeld family, who played an important role in the Romanian culture. Benjamin Schwarzfeld, which I mentioned before, came from Ukraine and settled in Iasi. He was among the pioneers of Haskalah in Romania. He wrote Hebrew poems and translated German poetry into Hebrew, which were then published in Hebrew periodicals. Benjamin's sons, Elias, Wilhelm, and Moses, were journalists and historians and may be regarded as the founders of Jewish historiography in Romania. Benjamin's nephew was the poet Benjamin Fundoianu, known later in France under the name of Benjamin Fontaine, and whom we're going to discuss later on. Elio Schwarzwerk was a journalist, writer, historian, and political activist. Wilhelm Schwarzfeld was a journalist, philologist, and historian, while Moses Schwarzfeld was a journalist, historian, and folklorist. The first Jewish intellectuals, writers, and journalists writing in Romanian in the second half of the 19th century came predominantly from Bukovina and Galicia. As they settled in Moldova and Wallachia, they brought along a heritage acquired in their Hasidic families. Most of their early literary efforts were in Hebrew, but they integrated quickly, adopting Romanian for their journalistic and literary work, even as they were treating exclusively Jewish topics. This generation, the one immediately following, included the first journalists and editors of the Jewish newspapers, among them the scholar and publisher Julius Yehuda Barash, as well as the Schwarzfeld brothers. By the end of 19th century, Romanian Jews were excelling in Romanian poetry. We should mention Joseph Brociner, the first Jewish poet who wrote in the Romanian language, and then Roneti Roman, one of the most gifted of Romanian poets, Avram Stuerman Rodion, poet, anthologist, physician, and socialist journalist, Berman Golden Giordano, a poet and the writer of excellent epigrams, Avram Axelrod, Dumitru Iacobescu, and Felix Aderca. In the Romanian literary criticism, Henrik Sanilievich stands out as a journalist and literary critic. He is also remembered for his work in anthropology, ethnography, sociology, and zoology. In the Romanian linguistics, we should mention Dr. Castor, who actually was a haham of the Sephardi community and author of works on popular Romanian literature, Aurel Candrea, a philologist, Moses Gaster, famous scholar, rabbi, Zionist, and folklorist, and especially Lazar Shainianu, renowned philologist, linguist, folklorist, and cultural historian. He was the author of several works crowded by the Romanian Academy. Jews were the first philologists and linguists of the Romanian language. In Romanian mathematics, we should mention David Emanuel, mathematician and member of the Romanian Academy, considered the founder of the modern mathematics school in Romania. It's important to mention again Julius Yehuda Barash, the first Jew who took a place in the general Romanian literature as a creator of the scientific Romanian language and popularized science for all Romanians. As we mentioned before, Moise Roneti Roman wrote poetry, essays, and theater plays. He was born Aaron Blumfeld in 1853. In his essays, and particularly in his drama entitled Manasseh, published in 1900, he was the first to treat the dilemma of Jewish identity and the experience of assimilation as a literary theme. The play explores the intergenerational conflict between all devout, tradition-bound Jews and their more secular, modern, assimilated descendants. As for with its audience, the play was strongly criticized by the Romanian nationalist circles, who took to the streets to block its staging on two separate occasions. Talking about theater, the first professional Yiddish theater in the world opened in 1876 at Iasi, directed by Avram Goldfaden, the father of the modern Jewish theater. The Yiddish theater was a cultural institution of a secular nature. It was feared by the Orthodox Jews and criticized by the assimilated ones, who thought it represented an obstacle for emancipation. Talking about theater, we should mention Sarah Segal, aka Sophie Goldstein, and Sophie Karp as the world's first Yiddish language actress. Sarah, the daughter of a tailor in Galatz, used to perform in her father's shop. At the age of 16, she joins the Yiddish theater troupe Goldfaden, the only one in the world at that time, made up of three actors. One of them was Abraham Goldfaden, who came on tour to Galatz. With an unprecedented success, the band Goldfaden played tours on the big stages in German and Russian cities. In 1902, Sarah moved to New York, where she appeared on the stage of the Romanian Opera House and then to the Oriental Theater, which was actually the first Jewish theater founded in New York. In 1903, Sarah, together with Jacob Fischel and playwright Joseph Leitner, founded the Grand Theater, the largest Jewish cultural institution in New York. Unfortunately, Sophia Karp, Sarah, never enjoyed success because she died in March 1904 from pneumonia. Another actress of Jewish origin is Maria Ventura, whose debut in Paris with Sarah Bernhardt was remarkable. In Bucharest, she started the National Theatre in 1910 and continued to take the stage in Paris and Monte Carlo. She worked as a nurse during the First World War and joined the French Resistance during the Second World War. A special figure was Chilibi Moisi, Ephraim Moshe Ben Sander, a peddler who often visited the Valachian fairs and who composed aphorisms and maxims in Romanian, full of popular wisdom and humor. These were collected in numerous pamphlets beginning in 1858 and attracted a wide audience beyond the Jewish community. The Jewish press in Romania experienced its real blossoming after 1878 through a new generation of intellectuals trained in Romanian schools and through progressive assimilation of the Romanian language by wide sections of the Jewish population. This press dealt with all the ideological trends in Judaism, from the extreme Romanization to nationalist isolation. Jewish journalism extends back as far as 1856, when the first Yiddish journal appeared in Yassi, called Events of the Time, published by Kort Haitim and attempting to popularize the idea of emancipation among the Moldovan Jews. The first Jewish newspaper in Romanian, Israelitul Român, in English Romanian Jew, edited by Julius Barash in 1857, was published in Romanian in Bucharest with columns in French written by Armand Levy and was fighting for political emancipation. Another newspaper was Timpul Times, edited by Popper in 1859 in Romanian and Yiddish. The first Romanian-only newspaper, Vocea Apărătorului, Defender's Voice, appeared in Focșani in 1872. In Bucharest, Leopold Stein started in 1872 Rumänische Post in German, later Posta Română in Romanian. In 1877, Anuarul pentru Israeliți, Yearbook for the Jews, is started in Bacău and then moved to Bucharest, the first encyclopedia covering Jewish historical topics, translations, Jewish personalities, religious topics. The first newspaper to more than just a few issues was Fraternitatea, Brotherhood, edited by Auerbach and Elias Schwarzfeld between 1879 and 1885. The weekly Egalitatea, Equality, edited by Moses Schwarzfeld, lasted a long time, from 1890 to 1940, and was very supportive of Zionism. Another long-lasting newspaper was Curierul Israelit, the Jewish courier, edited by Mr. Schweig between 1906 and 1948. It is worth mentioning also some Sephardic newspapers like Viața Sefardă, Sephardic Life, and Gazeta Evreului Spaniol din România, the newspaper of the Spanish Jew in Romania, started around 1934. Among the group of writers who embarked on their careers at the turn of the 20th century were a significant number of poets who had renounced their earlier attraction to socialism. They thought to express the suffering of the Jewish poor together with their own issues as writers, torn between their desire to pursue a Romanian literary career and the urge to give voice to the Jewish situation. Several symbolist poets of this period who made subtle use of biblical motifs died as young men, such as Iacobescu and Barbu Nemțeanu, or emigrated before being fully acknowledged, like Leon Ferraru. Many of the Jewish poets of this generation were drawn to Heine's poetry. These writers imitated his mixture of lyricism and irony and his manner of identifying with the biblical universe and the tragedy of Jewish history. In addition to translating Heine, Jewish writers translated works of other major authors. Adolf Stern translated Shakespeare. Petre Solomon translated Celan, Rimbaud, Poe, Mark Twain. And Maria Banush, who translated Goethe, Pushkin, Rilke, and Shakespeare. In the field of literary aesthetics and criticism, the new Jewish cultural elite benefited from the enormous prestige of the Marxist ideologist Constantin Dobrogeanu-Gherea, who, despite his Jewish origins and his having learned Romanian only later in life, was one of the most famous Romanian literary critics of his time, promoting ideologically engaged writing. He was followed chronologically by several literary critics and historians of various orientations who stood out from their erudition and originality, including Hering Saniyevich, we mentioned before, Ion Trivale, Barbu Lazarescu, and continued with Ion Vitner, Savin Bratu, Vera Kalin, Ovidiu Crohmălnicianu, and my uncle, Silvian Iosifescu. In the early decades of the 20th century, the presence of Jewish scholars, writers, and journalists in elite literary circles such as the Junima Society and in the pages or editorial rooms of prestigious reviews like Viața Românească, Romanian Life, Facla, The Torch, Idea Europeană, The European Idea, Viața Nouă, New Life, Zburătorul, The Flyer, and Adevărul Literar și Artistic, The Literary and Artistic Truth, became commonplace. In fact, until 1930, Jewish writers were reviewed seriously even in the obviously right-wing periodicals such as Vremea, The Time, and Cuvântul, The World. Of those for whom Jewish national consciousness forefront of their concerns, Abraham Leib Zissou is often considered a founding figure. His novels and short stories are concerned exclusively with Jewish topics and the intellectual crisis of his generation. Zissou advocated a complete Jewish identity. He said one should respect and be familiar with the Romanian culture, but attempts to achieve spiritual and cultural integration in Romania were harmful. The first effort to assemble Jewish writers who addressed Jewish and Zionist themes was a review Puntea de Fildeș, The Ivory Bridge, of which two issues appeared in 1925 and 1926. The origin of this literary movement lay in the identity crisis in the Jewish intellectual universe, triggered by the revival of the Zionist movement after the First World War and by ideological trends emerging with modern Judaism. Zissou's closest disciple was the journalist and writer Isaac Ludo. Through the reviews Mântuirea or Redemption and Știri din Lumea Evrească, News from the Jewish World, Zissou and Ludo became leading advocates of a Jewish literature in Romanian with Jewish themes. They targeted a mainly Jewish audience. From 1929, Ludo edited the social cultural review Adam, a substantial publication dedicated to Judaism, to the work of Jewish writers worldwide, and to the social and political issues of Jewish life in Romania. The most gifted among these writers realized quite early on that literature in the service of an ideological and thematical program would remain peripheral, and they turned to an exclusively literary artistic path, seeking in this way to be integrated into Romanian culture. At the beginning of their literary careers, two of the most important Jewish writers, Felix Aderka and Benjamin Fondane, were very close to the circle dominated by Zissou. From the very beginning of their journalistic careers, they criticized some Jewish intellectuals' lack of authenticity, as they ignored the Jewish tradition and avoided Jewish themes for the sake of assimilation. An affiliation explained by the absence of xenophobia among Romanian modernists and by the solidarity among literary radicals. The international spirit of the group promoted its affiliation with the European avant-garde movement, both in painting, Marcel Iancu, Victor Brauner, Jules Perrahim, and others, and in literature. A significant number, in fact, emigrated, mainly to France, including Tristan Tzara, Benjamin Fontaine, Ilarie Voronka, Gerasim Luca, and Claude Sarnet. The Jewish poets who were attached to the avant-garde edited or regularly contributed to its journals, such as 75 HP, Integral, Alge, and especially Unu in Romanian, One in English, edited from 1928 by the poet Sasha Pană, the most dynamic and tenacious promoter of the Romanian avant-garde. Jewish writers of the generation that made its mark in 1930s made a remarkable contribution to Romanian modernism, among them Paul Păun, Jacques Costin, Sesto Pals, and Aurel Baranga. Modern Romanian poetry resorted quite frequently to themes and motifs of biblical inspiration, especially to psalms. Biblical prototypes are to be found in the works of Camille Baltazar, Felix Aderca, Eric Furtună, Maria Banuș, and Marcel Breslașu. Marcel Breslașu, for example, wrote in 1938 his own version of the biblical Song of Songs, Cântarea Cântărilor. References to Kabbalistic symbols can be detected in the work of modern poets such as Păun and Șestopal. Avant-garde Jewish prose writers were drawn to expressionist and introspective styles and motifs, their tendency to perceive reality acutely and to stress individual emotions was intensified by their alienation as Jews. An outstanding representative of Romanian modernist prose was Max Blecher, born in Botoșani in 1909, whose two novels, Întâmplări în Irealitatea Imediată, Events from the Close Unreality, and Inim Cicatrizate, Scarred Hearts, display a highly refined style depicting inner life and a hallucinatory perception of the surrounding world. Another remarkable poet was Paul Celan, Paul Atschel, born in November 1920 in Czernowitz in a German-speaking Jewish family. He lived through the Holocaust and eventually came to France, where he chose to write poetry in German. He made this decision in the Transnistrian Romanian war camp. He wrote poetry, he said, to remain human. Celan was tormented by writing his poems in German while he was a Jew. He prefaced one of his last poems with an epigraph in Cyrillic, an alphabet used by the populations with a historical allegiance to the Orthodox Church, which read, "All poets are Ids." In 1969, Celan could no longer find comfort in language or bear his guilt over his parents killed by the Romanian army and threw himself into the Seine. His body was found a week or so later. He was 49 years old. The Jewish environment, shaken by the changes accompanying modernization and capitalism, was reflected in the works of three important writers, Ion Călugăru, Uri Ben-Ador, and Isaac Peltz, the first two of whom were themselves natives of the Moldavian Jewish market towns. They developed both powerful realist representations, often with expressionist visions, of the charming or sordid universe of Jewish market towns, like in Copilăria unui netrebnic, A Ranchman's Childhood by Călugăru, and unforgiving descriptions of the social fauna in The Predatory Big City, Calea Văcărești, The Văcărești Road by Peltz, Ghetto Veac 20, Ghetto 20th Century by Ben-Ador. The modern Jewish ghetto did not preserve the mystical charm of the childhood market town, but became an alienating environment, destroying aspirations and ideals, populated by characters disfigured by the harshness of human relations and the loss of moral values, and suffocated by poverty and social contrast. Especially for Ben-Ador, in the short story Appassionata, for example, the image of the Jewish shtetl was rife with mystery and mystical fervor in the Hasidic spirit. In the tradition started by Ronetti Roman, several Jewish writers published essays on Judaism, Zisu, Fundoyanu, Mihai Sebastian, or on the nature of the antisemitism, like Aderka, or on the dilemma of double identity, Sebastian Ben-Ador. Outstanding in this genre was the work of the journalist Philip Bruna Fox, himself a member of the avant-garde. His reports on the traditional Jewish community in Maramuresh were memorable, as was his distressing evocation of the pogrom in Yassi, in Orașul Măcelului, or the massacre town in 1944. Beginning with Aderka's novel, Orașe Scufundate, Sunken Towns, in 1936, Jewish writers popularized science fiction literature, a trend that became particularly noticeable in the years of communist rule. Vladimir Colin, Horia Ramă, I.M. Ștefan, Radu Noru, Adrian Rogoz, and Dorel Dorian. The integration of many Jewish writers into the Romanian culture generated identity dilemmas and inner debates that often had a considerable effect on their work. Such questions and dilemmas became more acute in the 1930s. Debates touched on the dilemma Jewish writer or Romanian writer, and on the soul and inner structure of writers with dual cultural roots. Reflection of such torments were expressed by several writers aware of the problems agitating their Jewish colleagues. Some, like Peltz and Baltazar, identify themselves as Romanian writers exclusively. Others, such as Ben-Ador, treasure their dual spiritual roots, just as Sebastian has done in earlier essay Cum am devenit hooligan, in English How I Became a Hooligan. Naturally, Romanian society's response to this process was not monolithic. Besides acceptance and encouragement, there were constant attempts at delegitimation by nationalist circles. Xenophobic reactions in the traditionalist environment were provoked especially by the avant-garde Jewish writers. Their rejection, usually defended by means of ethnocentric rhetoric or accusations of immorality, escalated in the 1930s and culminated during the Second World War. As political forces from the extreme right grew stronger, and especially after 1933, prominent Jewish writers were engaged in fierce confrontations not only in defense of their legitimacy and against antisemitism, but also with the nationalist Jewish press. In 1934-35, the most famous of such controversies involved Sebastian and Aderka. Shaken by the loss of their inner balance and of their lifetime convictions, for them as for others, the attacks from the anti-Semitic camp were not the most difficult to bear, but rather the silence of the Romanian colleagues and friends. A scandal was set off by Sebastian's novel, 2000 de ani, 2000 years, that came out in 1934, which addressed the themes of dual cultural roots and the confrontation with antisemitism. The preface to the book, written by his former spiritual guide, the neo-fascist philosopher Nae Ionescu, was a clear theological justification of antisemitism. Although shocked by Ionescu's preface, Sebastian accepted its publication, but he then refuted its anti-Semitic argument in his essay, How I Became a Hooligan. The denial of Jewish writers' legitimacy, supported ideologically in scientific studies on the Jews' racial inferiority and on the harmful Judaic spirit, as well as in aggressive press campaigns, also led to administrative measures. Jewish writers were excluded from the Romanian Writers' Society in 1937. The ban prevented them from publishing in the Romanian press, their books were removed from bookshops, and lists of writers' true Jewish names were published. In just a few years, all these writers, regardless of what they considered themselves or how attached they were to Romanian culture, ended up excluded from Romanian literary life and, willingly or unwillingly, were confined to a symbolic ghetto. During the Second World War, they shared the wave of discriminatory laws and even the threats of deportation and death. As they were prevented from publishing, some continued their creative work, focusing more than before on Jewish themes. Aderka wrote a play on the Dreyfus Affair, or kept journals like Mihail Sebastian, Emil Dorian, Maria Banush, creating exceptional testimonies on the Jewish intellectual situation under the Antonescu regime and on the Jewish community confrontation with everyday threats of deportation, deprivations, and anti-Semitic laws. Dilemmas Jewish Romanian writers faced were extended in different forms and in a completely different context during the decade following the establishment of the communist regime. The reintegration of many Jewish artists and writers into cultural life, and even their promotion to positions of cultural prestige and political authority, were acquired in exchange for an ideological conformism that jeopardized their work. Some, such as Ludo or Benador, who also participated in anti-Zionist campaigns, Banush, Veronica Porumbacu, Breslașu, and Baranga, did not resist the new realist-socialist temptations that seemed to provide a perfect solution to the dilemmas of identity. Some of them paid for their commitment with artistic failure. The most gifted of them succeeded in regaining their authenticity, freeing themselves from the servitude to socialist realism. The evocation of the Holocaust was notable even during this period when literature was dominated by the official ideology. The trauma of pogroms and of the Transnistrian camps or of Nazi camps for the natives of northern Transylvania was reflected in numerous literary expressions in the first years after the war, with outstanding achievements in the poetry of Maia Rudic, Maria Banuș, Ștefan Iureș, Veronica Porumbacu, and in the prose of Hieronim Șerbu, Matei Gal, and Alexandru Jar. A first version of Paul Celan's famous Death Fugue was released in Petre Solomon's translation. He himself was an outstanding Jewish poet and translator, and that was done when Celan was still in Bucharest. The Holocaust theme also appeared with literary complexity in the works of prose writers who made their mark later, like Norman Manea, Alexandru Sever, Virgil Duda, or Florin Mugur. As they freed themselves from ideological restrictions, starting in the late 1960s, Jewish writers from Romania reassumed their Jewish identity. The process brought forth a group of writers showing a powerful originality who stood in the foreground of Romanian literary life. Attempting to reinstate a tradition, these writers thought to build a bridge to the generation of Jewish writers between the two world wars, rediscovering their predecessors, Fundoianu, Sebastian, Aderka, Blicher, Peltz, Bonciu, Voronca. Their connection with the past was favored by a similar phenomenon in general Romanian literature: the emergence of Romanian literary critics who reinstated this Jewish writer's work with new editions and critical studies underlying also specific Jewish features perceived as a particular mean of enriching the Romanian literary heritage. The rediscovery of Jewish traditions can also be detected with several writers from the generation immediately after the war. Alexandru Mirodan inaugurated the new spirit of returning to sources in dramatic works, in a variety of forms, lyrical motifs, biblical parables, choosing literary characters from the Jewish environment, evoking the Holocaust, memories, confessions, essays. The Jewish universe, dealt with directly or only suggested, can be detected in the poetry of Maria Banush, Nina Kassian, in the modern prose of Manea Duda, Radu Cosașu, Sonia Larian, and Marcel Marcian. Some of them began to contribute to Revista Cultului Mosaic, the periodical of the Mosaic religion, also motivated by solidarity with a community that, beginning in 1980, was a target of anti-Semitic attacks launched in the periodical Săptămâna, the week in English, by the writer Eugen Barbu and of the xenophobe poet Corneliu Vadim Tudor. Several books of memoirs from the period of war and anti-Semitic persecutions were also revealing. Flash, Journal, 1943-1944, in English, Under Camouflage, Journal 1943-44, Maria Banush evoked episodes from Antonescu's dictatorship, the evacuation of Jewish homes, forced labor, the threat of deportation to Transnistria, the anti-Semitic universe and the cultural life of the Jewish community in Bucharest during the war. The same atmosphere can be found in the memoir written by the theorist Ion Ianoși, Secolul nostru, cel de toate zilele, Our Everyday Century. With its surprising straight approach to ethnicity and praise for the spiritual and moral advantage of being part of a minority. Against this background, some Jewish writers of the younger generation initiated a process of rediscovering the Judaic tradition. For the prose writer and essayist Manea, the identity crisis and the theme of suffering and dehumanization in a concentration camp universe acquired an existential intensity and became components of his creative vision. Moreover, during the communist regime, he was the only Jewish writer to retaliate against anti-Semitic press attacks. In consequence, he was subjected to violent attacks ranging from the discrediting of his work to disparaging of his ethnic origins. Manea's fiction characteristically include intellectual and personal reflections on the process of assuming an identity. Most revealing in this respect are his stories in Octombrie ora 8, October 8 o'clock, and his exceptional memoir written in exile, A Hooligan's Return. Among writers who made their mark in the communist era, quite a few wrote their finest books only after the fall of the dictatorship. Among Jewish writers who remain in Romania, Radu Cosașu became one of the most prominent with his collection of short stories, Supraviețuirile, The Survivals, praised by the literary critics for its ironic depiction of the Stalinist age and including a significant number of episodes on Jewish families from Bucharest. His work portrays families confronted with their sons' rebellion and captivation by the New World. Young characters in this work mock Jewish customs as obsolete and petty bourgeois. In the younger generation, Andrei Corbea, Andrei Oișteanu, and Andrei Cornea are prominent in the history of culture and cultural anthropology. During the communist years, and especially during Nicolae Ceaușescu's dictatorship, an unusual large number of Jewish writers left Romania and settled in Israel, where they continued to write in Romanian. Among those who made this choice were the poet Rudic, the literary critic Iosef Eugen Campus, the poet Sebastian Costin, Era Sela, Shaul Carmen, Sol Har Herescu, the prose writer Iosif Petran, Schechter, the playwright Mirodan, later followed by the writers Duda, Sever, Mircea Săucan, Mirel Brateș, Andrei Fishov, Gina Sebastian Alcalai, Bianca Markovic, Tania Lovinescu, and others. After the fall of communism, they were able to publish their works in Romania. While editing the monthly Minimum, Mirodan wrote Dicționarul Neconvențional al Scriitorilor Evrei de Limba Română, Unconventional Dictionary of Jewish Writers in Romanian. The first two volumes were published in 1986 and 1997, a captivating combination of literary erudition and personal reflection. Severin Duda eventually published novels and essays with marked receptivity towards Jewish surroundings and the fate of Romanian Jewry during the Holocaust. Campus, Andrei Strihan, Ileana Vrancea, Eugen Luca, Elena Taciu, Sergiu Levin, and Leon Volovich continue their literary careers in Israel. Let's not forget the Jewish Romanian artists, starting with mid-19th century Barbu Iscovescu, Nicolae Vermont, and especially Daniel Rosenthal, the painter of the 1848 revolution, and continuing with Iosif Iser, ranked among the greatest Romanian painters of the first half of the 20th century. Next episode will discuss in greater detail the Romanian avant-garde and the contribution of Tristan Tzara, Marcel Iancu, Arthur Segal, Max Herman Maxi, Jean David, Victor Browner, Jacques Herold, and Jur Perahim. In music, we should mention the well-known classic pianists Clara Haskell and Dan Mizrahi. Talking about music, we should make a quick mention of the klezmer music. Klezmer is a Hebrew word, a combination of words actually, klei, which is a vessel, and zemer, it's a melody, that refer to the musical instruments in ancient times. It became colloquially attached to the Jewish folk musicians. Klezmer is an instrumental music for celebration which was once performed in the Jewish communities of Eastern Europe at weddings or joyous religious celebration like Purim, Simchat Torah, or for the inauguration of a new synagogue. The original home of klezmer is Basarabia, modern Moldova and southern Ukraine. Romanian culture contains a long list of anti-Semitic intellectuals in the history of Romania. It is indeed a long and impressive list, headed by the famous Romanian poets Mihail Eminescu and Vasile Alexandri, and including Cezar Boliac, Vasile Conta, Bogdan Hajdeu, Ion Slavici, Nicolae Iorga, Mircea Eliade, and many others. I'm not going to elaborate on them in this podcast. There is much less talk about a list of philo-Semitic Romanian intellectuals, of which we would only mention Ion Luca Caragiale, Alexandru Macedonski, Eugen Ionescu, Constantin Brâncuș, Liviu Rebreanu, Gala Galation, Constantin Rădulescu Motru, Tudor Arghezi, Eugen Lovinescu, Perpesicius, Ion Vinea, and Geo Bogza. From this list, I would like to mention two my most favorite artists, the playwrights Ion Luca Caragiale and Eugen Ionescu. Both Eugen Ionescu and Constantin Brâncuș became famous after they left Romania. Caragiale, who spent most of his life in Romania, is little known outside the country, and that's a shame, because in my modest opinion, he was a real genius. His plays are the most accomplished expression of the Romanian theater as venues for criticism of the late 19th century Romanian society. By the way, he was also a favorite review topic for my uncle, the literary critic. Next week, in our last episode of this podcast, we will discuss Jews and the Romanian cultural avant-garde. Until then, be well.